them are more than pals.
Our show can be a little gay, but if you're not, that's okay.
You can listen and have fun either way.
Xena, Star Wars, Doctor Who, guests and music and reviews, Game of Thrones, Wynonna too. We promise there's something for you. She nerds out. We're girls that like nerdy things.
Hello and welcome to the She Nerds Out podcast for 5 years.
Woohoo!
I am Kat.
I'm Wendy.
I'm tired. Just kidding. It's Tara. And I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm pumped.
Guys, today's episode, we are officially celebrating our 5-year anniversary. Who better to celebrate it with than the one and only Kat Burrell? So that
Yeah. What? I thought you were gonna say each other. That would have been really sweet. But
I think
everyone will appreciate Kat Burrell even more.
I think so too. And obviously we were told early on when we were scheduling with Kat by her people that, by the way, you can't talk about Vengeance. So obviously, you know, we would have loved to talk about it, but that would have gotten Kat in a lot of trouble. But yeah, there's plenty of things to talk to Kat about. So
yes, we did. Very exciting. And I mean, what else did y'all get me for our snap-iversary?
I mean, I got you Kat Burrell.
Oh, okay.
I think you're good.
All right. Yes, that's great. I didn't know. I don't know what the 5-year is. Is it like a leather or like a stone or something?
What's
leather?
Maybe it's a cat and we're right on track. I don't know.
The feline anniversary. I don't know.
Let's see. 5th year anniversary gift. Oh, I think it's jewelry.
Jewelry. Okay. Right? Well, all right.
Anniversary gifts.
Think about that because we're all really big jewelry wearers.
Yeah,
I know.
We're all blinged out right now. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Take it back. It's wood.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, can they bring us any of that from. Curse of Oak Island.
Yeah,
is there
bring
any of that
some,
laying around?
Who okay. has some wood that we can have?
Yeah,
we just love some piece. Wood.
Okay, any old wood. Does it have any ideas what to do with this wood?
No, I mean, you know, it could be like a spoon or something. I don't know.
A frame, a spoon.
I don't know.
Is that what you got, Leah? On your 5th anniversary?
Oh yeah,
she loves a spoon. Wooden spoon.
She okay. Why don't we go ahead and why don't we talk to Kat and we'll be back on the other end of it and we'll think about what kind of wood we're going to give each other. It's always a pleasure to welcome back today's guest. She's a talented actor, director, and all-around good human. We ask her back every year and she still says yes for some reason. It's the one and only Kat Burrell. Hi, Kat.
Hi.
Welcome back. Thank you again. This is this episode, we're celebrating our 5th anniversary as a podcast.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why?
So
good for you. That's awesome.
Thank you. And we ask you back whenever we celebrate a milestone. So thank you for keeping this tradition going. We appreciate it.
That's awesome.
Obviously, we would love to talk about the Wynonna Earp Vengeance movie. And we're not allowed to talk about the Wynonna Earp Vengeance movie yet because I'm sure there's going to be a full force promotion going on, but there's so many other things that we'd love to talk to you about. Before, though, is anything in general, like how did it go? Is it still really cold there? Like any kind of general...
Is it still? No. Nope. It went great. It was... really fun to be back and just like it felt like we had never really left, which was the best part. I was worried that it for myself that it would take me a while to get back into the character, but I actually found it like once I just got back there and got into the uniform, it came back so much quicker than I was expecting, which was such a lovely surprise and just so fun to be back with everybody. And because we were only there just shy of a month, it was really nice to have like just go for dinner and catch up with people. And it was, you know, we had people coming in and out that were only there for a few days. So I think everyone, because we knew it was a month and it wasn't like sustaining 4 months of energy, we were able to go out a little bit more and spend a little more time together. And it was really nice. It was just, it was like we had never left, honestly. And great to see our producers again and all of our Calgary peeps. We had so much crew come back. Yeah, it was really, it was very surreal, actually. Yeah.
Awesome. What was it like? Like, you're used to back in the day, you'd shoot for a while. You'd be with everyone for a while. And it did it feel kind of strange? Like, once you get back in the flow of things, all of a sudden, it's like, and you're done.
Yeah, that was a strange feeling. But also, I think one of the great things about the conventions is it keeps all of us really in touch. So it doesn't feel like we hadn't seen each other for 2 years. Like, we all do really do keep in touch. So that was really nice. But nice to be together. Yeah, just when you get in the swing. I mean, yeah, for me, I was pretty like, I'm pregnant. So I was like, by the end, I was like, I'm done. Yeah, like I was doing a lot of physical stunt work and team was great. And like I was so lucky. I could probably talk about this and then I should probably stop so I don't get in trouble.
Sure.
But there were four Nicoles on set. So it was myself, a photo double, a stunt double, and then a stand-in. 1, 2, 4. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
For people kind of like making Nicole happen, which I just thought was so cool. And so that was really, really exciting. And like everyone was so great. But I was tired by the end for sure. I don't know how Mel did it because she was so much further along than I was in her pregnancy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It's my back and like the weight of the gun and the uniform and the everything. I was definitely like, oh man, I'm getting sore. And I think it's also because Mel and I had just come off of shooting a movie in Africa. And just before that, I shot the movie. So I had like really not stopped working. Mm-hmm. And I think I was just like, my body was like, can you please sit down now?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we don't want you to get in trouble. So
we can't talk about
vengeance, but can we just take a few minutes to talk about how great Tubi is, because we've been hyping Tubi on this podcast. So we're always looking for what vengeance content can we, you know, pull up today and talk about. We have our little purgatory segment, but sometimes, you know, it's a little thin, especially after shooting wrap. So we just try to think of ways that how Tubi is awesome for bringing this back to us, and just really excited. So we've been integrating Tubi into every podcast episode title since the announcement. So
that's so great. Tubi's amazing. They've been such a great partner through this, and I think they're really excited. You know, every time we get somebody new on board, it's kind of fun because you kind of have a chuckle and you sit back and just like watch them discover the Earpers. You kind of like tell them, but they don't really really get it until you guys like really take off, start doing your thing. And they've just been so blown away by the enthusiasm and the excitement, which is incredible. And they've been really great. We had a great team there from their marketing department and capturing some assets for promotion. And they're just really, really excited about the show. Very, very supportive. And it's Josh Van Hoot. It's our executive who came all the way from Sci-Fi with us and has championed this show from day one. And he's the most kind, supportive executive. And that was a nice thing. Josh was there for almost the whole shoot, which was amazing.
Cool.
Never got to come before. So that was really fun. It's just been really, really supportive and amazing. It's just so nice to have like a fresh enthusiasm for the story too, and like having a new company kind of pushing it. So it's been great. Really, really great.
Yeah. There's been art dedicated. I mean, forget Wynonna Earp art. I mean, of course that's going on, right? But the Tubi art songs, it's pretty
amazing. Right, so. I feel like I missed so much of this stuff. Where is this art? Is it on Instagram?
It's around. Yeah.
It's around. Okay.
Yeah. I think I'm going to write my first fan fiction about maybe Tubi. Maybe just.
What? That's cool.
Personify.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think it would be really cool.
You should do a personification of Tubi. What does that look like?
It's a girl and
it's like a character in the world between them. Do you write fanfic though?
No, I don't. I read it. That's for sure.
Yeah, you read it. Nice.
That's so great. I don't know if the demand's out there for that one, but you never know. We'll see after this.
Okay. Just a character. I think it's just a character named Tubi should show up.
Just like a giant logo walking around.
Right. Well, let's shift gears.
Hey.
Okay. Wow.
Yes, your new film that just came out, Shifting Gears, with you and Tyler Hines.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, you did a lot on this movie. And again, you were, I'm not sure when exactly shooting took place, but if you were already pregnant and roller skating and how all that
I was new, I was like early days, like 10 weeks to like 15 weeks or something like that, but I was like nausea central.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's just all these like amazing films have been, it's just been tough. It's just tougher. And I think with your second kid, my body's just not as strong as it was before. Mm-hmm. So I'm having a harder time with this one, but it was great. It was really, we brought the whole circus. So our son Ronan came and Ray was obviously in the movie too. And my parents came, we all lived in the hotel and we all got the same flu from Ronan.
Oh, not cool.
But it was really great. It was a very fun movie. It was so different than anything I had done for Hallmark before. Hmm. I really loved the story. I loved the characters. And I really loved our director. Crystal Lowe is her name. And she was through a program called Make Her Mark, which Hallmark is doing. It's this really amazing program where they're trying to get more of their films directed by women. So they're really supporting... but the great thing about the program, so this a woman named Ashley Williams started the program. She's an actress that works for Hallmark. She's also a director. And she went to them with this proposal and said, like, I think we need to have a mentorship program. And so she has really worked really, really hard. And all the executives have been super supportive at the network for this program. So I believe they have always have 4 women in the program. So they'll do... they'll shadow a director for a shoot, then they'll shadow post, and then they'll do their own movie. But I think what's so great about the program is the training aspect, because I think a lot of we're putting these programs in place to increase our diversity behind the camera, but not all the programs are super great at like actually equipping people with the tools they need to be successful. Mm. And then it can almost do the opposite because they're like, well, see, these people aren't ready.
Right.
Like, well, they are, but you have to give them the tools. So Crystal was just really supported. She had a mentor with her on set. She had gone before and worked with that mentor and shadowed that mentor. So she just did such a great job. And it was so cool to be a part of that, especially as like a newer director, newer feature director myself. It was really cool to see that the support that she was getting and the how just to, you know, like be with somebody who's so passionate and so excited and had thought so hard about everything. And you could just see all the work. She really cared. She really, really, it meant everything to her, and it's so fun to work with somebody who's in that headspace as a director. It was great. It was a great experience. And our producer was so lovely. His name's Mike Barbuto. And he was so, just supportive. Like it was a great environment and we had a lot of fun and the car element was really cool. And I love, you know, classic vintage anything, but I think getting to be around classic cars and having the car people on set and teaching us things and being in that world was so much fun and just so different from anything I'd done. And I really, really enjoyed it.
When you say that, this experience was different than other Hallmark movies you've done, is that because of the energy that Crystal brought, or is it something else?
Well, I think both because of the energy Crystal brought and also just getting to play in that world, like the classic car world, being a mechanic, learning kind of some new skills. It was also just, I think, a movie. What I liked about it is that it wasn't a movie about the beginning of a romance. It was a couple who had been together for a long time, had a bit of a messy breakup, and were trying to like make things work again. And that's not a story we get to see as much. People coming with so much baggage. And that was really fun to explore as an actor, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Tyler was just like a really great partner to have on that. Very open, very open to like collaboration or talking about things. And it was just a very collaborative environment, I would say. Really nice.
Did you take any of that knowledge, or like, do you have a new interest in classic cars, or did that, was it kind of fun to learn, but maybe.
I think beyond my just love for the aesthetic of them. Mm-hmm. I would love to have a classic car one day, but I would be the person who like had to take it to the shop for everything.
Mm-hmm. Right. you don't have a build going on in your garage right now.
No, I don't. I still love them. I think there's just such beauty in a time when we made things that weren't meant to fall apart. Mm-hmm. I think there's something so nice. And you can feel the difference. It's just, we have such a disposable economy now. And you feel the difference when you're holding something that was not meant to break after like a year. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel that with the cars, there's this robustness and timelessness that's so refreshing.
What was it like shooting? I loved how it had like the movie, but then the show within the movie. And how did that feel? I mean, was it like different equipment used for that? Was there a whole different rhythm to it? Like, what was that like?
It was really fun. And I got to give my husband, Ray, who played the television host, a lot of credit, because that was like not an easy thing. He had so much dialogue. And he's, you know, when you're in a scene with somebody, you're kind of getting something back, but he's just doing everything into the camera. It was just like a lot of energy all day. And I thought he did such a great job of keeping that energy up all day. I was like exhausted just watching him. But so that element of it was really fun. So Crystal did use, I think it was a combination. I think it was a lens choice. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe there were some different lenses they used for filming the TV portions of it. And there was also like the direct-to-camera dresses, having the camera be more handheld rather than on the rig. So it had a very kind of kinetic feel to it. And what I really loved that Crystal did is I loved she had this dolly track, this circular dolly track with these sparklers. It was like a... did like an intro to the show, which I thought was really fun and creative, and it was a great way to pop us in and out of the story. It was really, yeah. And I loved also the guys who played the other mechanics were so funny, and it was just such a nice thing to have such fresh energy on set, and these guys who were improvising and bringing all these like funny little tics and stuff to their characters. It was just like such a different element and additional, like you said, an additional element of the story that I thought it was really fun.
Really, it actually made me anxious. I never watch them. They make me anxious. And I was like, and then I had to tell myself, no, this is a movie. It's going to work out. I was going to work out. For sure, I know.
Yeah, of course.
End. It's fine. But it's like, oh my God, get the part, fix the thing.
Yeah. But it did help to get us also in the space of like where your character's anxiety kind of like comes on when, you know, it's one thing to do your job, but another when all of that's going on around you and everything. So I thought Ray did a really great job at with that. I was like, I could watch something with him hosting it for sure. Like he's got
for sure. Yeah, he really did.
And I guess with him there, you said you all stayed in the hotel, so that was
It was in really Ottawa, nice which is like maybe 5 hours away from where we live. So yeah, we were in the hotel. My folks came for portions of it that they could to help with Ronan, and Ronan was on set, and it was a real like it was super fun to have everyone there and such great memories. But it's challenging also because you're, you know, Ronan's still so little that he doesn't quite understand like how we have that we have to step away. He's getting it, but it's a hard concept for a toddler, you know. Yeah. You know, it's like, mommy, why can't you play with me now? You know, I'm here. So it's good. I'm so grateful that we can bring our family because it is hard to balance, and it's really hard to be away for long periods of time with little kids.
Yeah.
And when you get the opportunity, you know, we're like, is it easier to just be away, or is it easier? I mean, the amount of gear we had to bring, we could barely close our car. It was like a miracle in there, but it's just all the pre-planning and all the thinking is it's challenging. It's like such a fun stage of life, but it definitely comes with its logistical challenges for sure. But it was really special to have him there. He loved seeing all the cars and getting to sit in them and pretend to drive them, and that was really nice. Yeah.
Having directed a Hallmark movie, did it change your perspective when you were being on set, and also watching someone new directing their first feature? I want to give some advice. Or I want to help out.
I would never have given advice without being asked, because I want Crystal to have her own. I mean, like, but yeah, definitely. I think just coming off of my first one, it was so, that's I think why it was so exciting for me, because I was just there and I felt like I knew exactly what she was going through. And I think it was just nice. Yeah, it was just nice to get to see somebody else get to do it, because I knew how special it was and how great it felt to get the opportunity and to get to do the work and have the challenge. And it was just fun to see. But I also like, when I'm it's so lovely to not be the director, because you're like, oh, this is not my problem. And it's
especially because now you really understand all the behind things that she's dealing with, that, you know, that
totally.
You
guys, so when there's like time crunches and things that you just go, oof, God, that's not me today. You know, like I don't have this thing where I'm also like, I'd be like, oh, I would do this differently. I don't have all, because I'm so happy to be just having to worry about the acting portion, you know, that it's like, oh, great.
Tell me when you're ready.
Thoughts don't really come, because it's so nice to also not be doing that super hard, difficult job. Yeah.
Yes. But you are co-directing a little something, right? With Melanie. Is there anything you can tell us about that
One? I think we have to start doing some promo for that, but it's Melanie and I co-directed a feature film for Tubi.
It's weird. We actually love Tubi.
Good choice. So our favorite Josh Van Hoot contacted Mel in the summer, in June, and said, do you have any movie ideas? And Mel had been over at my house. We were just hanging out one afternoon, and we had been riffing on these ideas. And Mel, there was one that we thought, oh yeah, that would be fun, but never really thought anything more of it. And then Josh texted Mel and asked her if she had anything brewing, and she's like, yeah, well, Kat and I have this idea for blah blah blah. And it was very like half baked. It was kind of a joke. you know, it wasn't anything we were at any sort of serious stage of preparation. Mel had done a writing workshop and they were working on log lines, which is like a 1 to 2 sentence summary of a movie idea. And she had done one for this idea we had, but like that was kind of it. And she pitched it to Josh, and like a week later he got back to Mel and said, okay, we can shoot it, but we have to do it before the end of the year. It has to be like in the can before the end of the calendar year. And so we proceeded to like freak out because we had no outline, no script. We had never written a feature film, nothing. And then we realized it was an opportunity that we couldn't say no to. And we buckled down and wrote the script over the summer. Hmm. By September, had a draft, and we were in Africa by November.
Wow.
Wow.
It was insane. It was insane. And like, I'm excited to talk about it more, especially with Mel. And because we just, it was... What was so great about this experience, and it's so wild, and I can't wait to share more details about it, but it's a quirky, crazy, kooky, very Mel and Kat idea. And we luckily have this incredible person who trusted us and believed in us and supported us. Like, I mean, I just cannot say enough good things about Josh. And the best part about it was we had no time to second guess or like overthink or get ourselves into that. Like, we can't do this. This is crazy. What, like, we've never done this before. What are we doing? We just had to do it. And that was like the biggest blessing, is just this. We had a deadline. Like, we had no choice. We had to turn something in. There had to be a script by this date. Like, that we had a contract. Like, it had to just be done. That was the best part about not overthinking it. Because I don't know if we, like, if it was up to us, we probably never would have, you know, you just think yourself out of things.
Absolutely.
Like, so what a lesson, you know? I learned so much from that experience of like, oh, I can do things that I don't have any maybe full experience in or haven't done exactly the same thing before. And you just figure it out. And it was so great to work together because we have such complementary skill sets. Like, what Mel really excels at is things I'm not good at, and what I excel at are things she struggles with. So just like, our partnership is so great. We work so well together with what we each bring to the table. And that was so awesome. And so we're still like, this week I have a bunch of Zoom meetings. We're like finishing it up. It's being colored. The edit is done. And it looks like it's going to be coming out in the spring.
Ooh,
wow.
Everybody posted. It's going to be super
this spring,
fun.
Soon then.
Like soon. So yeah. Almost exactly a year to the date that we got the green light. It's going to be out actually, like, I think like within a week. So it's, so I'll confirm, like, that none of this is Bible. I will confirm all of this, but, yeah, this is the gist of what is happening. And we'll do a big, info release and tell everybody about it. And hopefully people will want to check it out and have some fun. And it's really fun. It's very fun.
Yeah.
Can we have a title or can we not?
You know what? I just have to make sure it's cleared the
legal. All good. No worries.
I don't actually know. Don't worry. We had some title challenges where nothing was clearing legal, so we had to.
Oh, got it.
And I'm actually not 100% sure. I just want to make sure I say it.
Of course.
Yeah.
I love this.
What was South Africa? Oh, go ahead, Winnie. Sorry.
Well, that's what I was basically say. Like, I like how it goes from, okay, now all of a sudden we need to do this and we got to figure it out. And I assume, I'm sure you can't say, but the story is there's a reason it's set in Africa. And it's not only like, okay, we can do this and we can find a place close to where we are to shoot. It's like, nope, now we're going to go to Africa. Did you ever think, oh, why didn't we write something set like down the
street? No, you know what it was? It was Tubi had a 4-picture deal with a company called Blue Ice, which is an amazing production company. Tim and I did a movie with them years ago. It was a crocodile movie.
Oh, right.
in South Africa.
Okay.
And they are a Canadian South African production company, so they have headquarters in both countries, and 2B had a four picture slot with them. And so we were the fourth.
Oh, cool.
Mm, yeah, cool.
So it was actually could have totally been anywhere. It was more just the logistics of what they were planning on shooting, and that they had their relationship with Blue Ice, and that, and you know, we got to kind of, Josh was like, when do you think you'd be ready to shoot? I was like, give us the last slot. Plus, like, December, like, we need some time. So it was incredible. It was really fun to be back. Actually, I worked with a bunch of the same crew I had worked with on Lake Placid.
Oh, wow.
With Tim.
Awesome.
Which was great. And I had the same amazing driver, Mac, who I spent a ton of time with. I threw up all over his car this time, so that was great.
Oh, no.
yeah. I would come back from a set and I had a Tupperware, and I would just ride.
Oh, God. Back
to our oh, no.
It was great. It was great to see everyone. It was also just so nice to be, because they're the opposite seasons of us in Canada, so it was very nice to be in the summer. Mm. Their summer for, you know, 6 weeks, and just an incredible. I wish we had gotten to, we were so busy and we were working 6 day weeks when we were there. So we really didn't have any opportunity, unfortunately, to explore. And I had, last time when I was there, Ray had come and we had gotten to do an extra week and a half of touring, but poor Mel, like, she didn't get to see anything. We barely went anywhere.
It was like, what part of Africa were you in?
South Africa. Cape Town, South Africa.
Cape Town. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Cape Town. And finally one day I was like, we have to get out and see you have to see something while you're but I think she's keen to go back and, like, really explore. We just were so slammed while we were there working. But still a beautiful sunshine, incredible weather, wonderful crew. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a fog, honestly. I still can't really believe we did it. But yeah, wow. It was such an incredible experience. And to get to work with, like, you know, one of your best friends on some crazy thing you made up is just like, why do you do that? It's insane. You know what I mean? Like,
so cool.
It was so lucky and so cool. And it was just an unbelievable experience. So I hope people like it. I hope they enjoy it. I think it'll be a very fun watch.
So yeah. Mel posted a video from when you guys were there.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the baboon?
Oh, the baboon. Yeah. Yeah. So baboons are a real thing there. They're like raccoons in Toronto. They're fearless.
Almost as big, right?
They're really aggressive.
Raccoons in Toronto are almost as big as the baboons.
Almost. The baboons are actually huge. Yeah. They're like the size of a toddler. Like, they're huge. The males are really aggressive. Mm. They have huge sharp teeth. They don't give a shit. Like, they're, so we had actually two guys on set every day with airsoft guns, like paintball, to try to scare them away. So they would shoot paintballs into the trees to try to, like, it wouldn't hurt the baboons.
Right.
With a paintball yourself, right? But it would, to get them away, because they would come on our lunch and you could, like, you'd be eating and you could freeze. Like, it was really scary. And at first we're like, oh, it's so cute. And then, of course, all the locals are like, you have no idea. They're super scary and very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
But wait, one time I was there. Yeah. The most scared we were was when we were walking through, like, this little trail, and there were baboons in the trees. And it's like, let's go back.
Yeah,
they outnumber you. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, they do.
Not joke around with those things.
But, like, what are these crazy raccoons in Toronto? I don't know about.
They're just, like, desensitized because they're around humans so much, and they don't give, like, they don't care. They're not scared. It's really hard to, like, scare them off, and they eat all the garbage.
Okay, so it's like squirrels really aggressive in Central Park.
Yeah,
on steroids. Okay. Yeah, my wife is from Toronto, and I've known about the notorious raccoons. The first time I was like, oh, that's so cute. She's like, no,
you don't know. They're not cute. Misconception. Okay. Yeah, they're just, so on our last day, we had just wrapped and done our little celebration, and kind of everyone was making their way out, and there's Babu that went into the house. Melanie wanted to chase her. I was trying to get her out of it. It was like, the last thing we need is for you to get, we're supposed to like go home tomorrow. The last thing we need is for you to get attacked by a freaking baboon. but yeah, it was a fun, it was definitely a fun memory, but they're very scary. Yeah. Yeah.
Tubi needs to start doing some behind the scenes documentary making.
Right.
Yeah. Stuff to you guys.
That's totally.
Do you think you two will co-direct again? Was it a good enough positive experience?
No, it was such an incredible experience. Like, I would definitely do it again. Yeah, for sure. I feel like my next year is going to be kind of crazy with having a little kid, having a baby again, and I'm like overwhelmed by the idea of taking on new, like, such a big thing again. But yeah, I mean, I would never be able to say no. We had such a good time, and I think worked really, really well together. But yeah, it would be really fun. Yeah, it would definitely be fun.
We do have a busy year coming up. You were nominated for your CSA, right?
Yeah.
For Best Lead Performer. So that's May, right? May 31st.
It is. That's it's two days after my baby's due.
Okay.
So. I guess I'm not going. Yeah.
Oh no, you can't. Oh, so you won't be going.
I don't think so, unless something changes, which could totally happen. Yeah.
You're also slated to be at a convention right around.
I am a week before my due date. Yeah. You know, NMA is like really hectic right now.
Yeah. You know, a lot of Herbers on standby, like okay, if this. Baby comes a little early.
Intention is totally to come.
Hot towels and some
some people are getting their midwifery licenses right now.
Oh, great.
Right? No, just in case.
Yeah, I had to plan my great escape across the border because I'm not American and can have no health insurance. Right. No one will insure me.
Oh.
So I have a getaway car.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a bit of a logistical thing, but the con's been great and they've been super open and I've been really they knew right from the beginning. They've been really great and I just, listen, my intention is absolutely to come, but obviously these things are very unpredictable. And
these child things.
These baby things.
And
so I'll try my absolute best and we'll just see what happens.
It's gonna be great.
And then the CSA is with the next week, that might probably won't happen, and then the movie comes out.
Wow, what a year, Kat.
I don't know, it's gonna be a really hectic couple of weeks, that's for sure. But it's great. What a year.
And then you get a baby.
Yeah.
I gotta remember how to do all that again.
The ultimate award.
Yeah. I got my friend just dropped off all of my Ronin's, you guys could see it, but diaper boxes,
supplies,
cards, gear, and I'm just like, what does this do again?
Yeah.
It's amazing how quickly you forget.
Yeah, just block it out of your mind.
Yeah. No, it's a great, this year has been absolutely insane. I've been so blessed. I've worked on, I got to direct two movies. I got to act in two or three other ones. I got to, travel a bunch. I got to go to Australia for convention. I got to do convention. Like, this year has been so crazy if I stop and really think about it. But I'm so grateful for what a year. And I'm so glad that I got the directing project under my belt at the stage of my career and my, my personal life. It's been really, it's been a blast. It's been crazy and very busy, but it's been a very blessed year and a half of opportunity and adventures and, amazing family stuff. And it's just, I feel so fortunate and so blessed and so tired, but so so, so lucky.
It's okay. I heard giving birth, it's like, you get a lot of rest, right?
I mean, I cannot complain. I have been just on a wild adventure this past year and a half. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we have a little bit of time left. We want to make sure, if you remember, one of the last times you were on, we have a little game that we like to play. We did this with Kiana as well. So
nice.
The synopsis. Right. So this time we have a little, another round with some new questions, that, if you're up for it,
sure,
kind of like a quick fire.
You were our first, so it's a different whole set. A whole different set of questions we're doing for the synopsis. You had the fastest time last season. So.
Oh, great. Okay.
This is your chance to defend your title.
My title. Great. I love the
question. So if you'll probably don't remember, I'll tell you again. We're going to ask you some questions. And there's no wrong answer. It's just, it's a time thing, right? So I guess that's all I'll say.
Okay. Great.
And so I will start the timer. I'll start as soon as I give you the first question, and then we'll see how it goes.
Great.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, Kat, where is your dream vacation?
Italy.
If you had a superpower, what would it be?
The ability to feel well rested on no sleep.
Who's your dream dinner guest, and what are you cooking for them?
Oh, man. The first person that came to my mind is Oprah Winfrey.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
I love Oprah so much.
What are you going to make for Oprah?
I'd order. I'm a terrible I'd order.
How would you spend a $1 million cash prize?
I would probably do a mix of investing it for my kids and donation. I would donate some of it for sure. And then I've always wanted to have like a little hobby farm. So maybe, I mean, like $1 million is not going to go that far for all those things, but it would be really nice as a little down payment.
That's awesome. What was your dream job as a child?
Being a storyteller.
Favorite season of the year?
Fall.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
I ate French toast off my child's plate, and I managed to have a smoothie a little bit later.
Nice. If you could be an animal for a day, what animal would you be?
I would be some sort of bird, a flying thing that flies.
Okay. What dish are you really good at cooking?
I'm quite good at breakfasts, actually. I made Melanie some really good breakfasts in South Africa. I'm quite good at breakfast. It's also because it's more of a reheating and very simple situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. How about favorite midnight snack?
Ice cream, probably.
Okay.
Something.
Basic. Who's your favorite Disney character?
The most influential one for me was Belle from Beauty. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And favorite album?
Oh, I love Pink so much. Nice. I don't know which album I would even choose, but like she's just was a very instrumental part of, I think, me forming my idea of what a woman in entertainment could look like.
Mm-hmm.
So I just Pink thing by her.
It's like our good friend Noe. She goes to a lot of Pink concerts and randomly gets to meet her in random places.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
If you had to teach a class on one thing, what would it be?
I don't know what people want to learn from me. I'm very good at organizing.
I need
that's
that
a skill. Sure. That's a skill.
Organizing class. I'm really good at my house. It's definitely a work in progress. But I'm really good at labeling and organizing, compartmentalizing things. Mm-hmm. So I could help people with efficiency with all the stuff in our lives.
Oh, can you come to my house right now?
Yeah. gives me so much joy to open something where I know when I know exactly where something is, I just feel such satisfaction.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I don't know that feeling. One more block question. Do aliens exist?
Yes. It would be crazy to assume that they don't.
What is your Starbucks coffee order?
Ooh, I like a oat milk latte, sometimes with a pump of brown sugar, but half sweet, not too much.
Brown sugar oat milk, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who is your childhood actor crush?
You know, I really didn't, like, have one. I know that sounds crazy, but, like, if you ask any of my, like, my best friend Bridget, she'll tell you Kat knows nothing about pop culture, which is absolutely true. I was so not pop culture savvy. I was into, like, musical theater and, like, you know, making up stories in my head. So, like, I didn't have posters in my room. I didn't, like, read those magazines. I didn't really know who I was, like, whoever my friends were into, I was like, yeah, I guess. Honestly, I didn't have one.
Okay. What would you title your biography? Autobiography.
I know nothing about pop culture, but I've got some things to say.
Ooh. Okay.
If you could choose any person from history to be your imaginary friend, who would it be and why?
Let's choose Marie Antoinette.
If you could become fluent in any language, what would it be?
I mean, I like just French would be great. I've been trying to, you know, wanting to learn French, but I haven't been putting the proper effort for a long time. But I think Italian, if I'm, you know, being honest, because I just, it's so beautiful and sexy and I just want to live in Italy.
Last question. What emoji do you use the most?
Probably the red heart or the like winky tongue sticking out face.
All right.
Those are good questions, guys. Yeah, those are fun. Right.
Mm-hmm. Those are hard.
What was the time there?
Yeah. Oh, the time is 5 minutes, 37 seconds.
Okay.
Which I will say is, compared to last season's, it's a little high. But I think these questions are a little more thought-provoking, so not exactly rapid fire.
And sometimes you want to qualify things. Absolutely. You want to expand a little bit.
Yes. No need to rush. Right.
It's not a competition. It's just being timed.
Okay.
Just keep it scored.
Before we let you go, Kat, we know you used to play basketball when you were younger.
Yes.
Were you keeping up with any of the NCAA basketball this season?
No. Isn't that so terrible? I've been keeping up like a little bit online, but more with the just how, not as much with the standings, but just how well the turnout has been and how excited everyone is and the fan bases and just this huge shift in women's sports. But no, shamefully, I do need to, I need to hop in there and start
There's
taking
no shame.
It.
There's no shame.
It's just, I'm like a grandma. But I need to make an effort while all the games are still going on.
Well, the games are over.
When did they end?
Well, the women's tournament Sunday? Ended on Sunday, right?
Next weekend. All right. Well, there you go.
Have you heard of Caitlin? Have you heard of Caitlin rocking. Clark?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And that's all you need to know.
That's all.
Yeah.
But it's been like that I've been seeing on online or on my like news feed, and I've been reading some of the articles and stuff. But fuck, I thought it was this weekend.
Oh, you can probably find some replays.
Don't tell her who won. It for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, maybe I'll just rewatch.
Then you can watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a follow up question though on one of our synopsy questions. Your hobby farm, what do you have, like animals in mind that you would have on this?
I'd be one of those people who would just get the chickens and the goats. I'd just never leave. That's my problem. Yeah. I would never leave. I just have such, I love being outside and gardening. And I don't know if it's like from my family growing up, my uncle has a peach farm still. And it's the some of the happiest memories I have are being out on the farm, and I wish that for my family, and I would just so love to have a space to do that. But I'm also not delusional about how much work it is. I think it would get real quick.
Right. Have to start hiring.
But I would definitely like
to
bite off way more than I could chew. It would have to be, you know, actually one of my things I would love to do one year is to like do a house swap with somebody who has one. Mm-hmm. And, you know, get
like a Hallmark movie.
To experience. Yeah. And it goes horribly wrong. I would just love a little, not a working farm, but you know.
Yeah.
Give me
like
some
a sanctuary kind of thing.
Yeah. Give me a goat, donkey. Yeah. Bernie would love it. I always.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
You know, he would love it. He's, I mean, smells. His best life. He's good. He's got a good life. But, you know, he would just, I would just love to be able to like go outside every morning with my dog, check on my chickens.
Like, yep, they're there. They're still there. There's one left. Do I pick these eggs? Okay.
But one of my favorite documentaries that I make everyone watch, I actually made Melanie and Jeff watch it. And then Jeff, like, they proceeded to buy land and, like, I think got really into it. I'm not saying that was because of me. They were very interested in it. But it was one of the ones where I was like, you have to watch this if you're interested in this. It's called Big Little Farm. Have you guys seen it?
Mm-mm. No. No.
Heard of it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, great. But this couple, they live in like downtown LA and they have this dog, and the dog gets, they get all these noise complaints from their neighbors because the dog is like losing his mind with separation anxiety when they go. Mm. He's like kind of the catalyst of them deciding to buy a farm, but they don't just like buy a farm and they go, like, you have to watch it. It's so good. I've seen it so many times.
Wow.
I make everyone it.
Well, I already want to leave LA and live on a farm, so that's
yeah, there you go. Well, listen, you put that on tonight, you'll be gone tomorrow.
Kat, before we let you go, we ask you this every year as a thank you. We'd like to donate to your favorite charity. Do you have a charity in mind this year, or one?
That one this year. I always say Magic Wheelchair. I just love what they do, and I think with all the ERPers and the conventions and how much people love cosplay. I just think Magic Wheelchair, they do, just for anyone listening, they're an amazing organization. They do, they make cosplay costumes for children in wheelchairs, and they like incredible costumes. This is not like a cardboard situation. And they really do amazing work, and they're one of my favorite charities. I think what they're doing is just so special.
Awesome, great. Well, then we'll send them some donations their way, and Kat, thank you again.
Thank you, guys.
It's our favorite time of year. It's Kat Braille time on the Snop. We appreciate you so much, and you know, we hope the rest of this year is as awesome as it's been so far for you.
Thank you very much. It was really fun chatting with you guys again.
And we're back. Delightful as always, that Kat Braille.
Yeah. She's lovely. Just so nice. So fun.
She's putting up with us after all these years.
I know.
Yeah. She came back again. It's really nice.
It's like childbirth. You forget. And then it's like, oh, sure. It sounds like fun. Yeah. No, she's always so good and happy to be here. So yeah, it's, you know, happy to keep the tradition alive. Let's see how long we can keep it going.
Yeah. She's very busy.
Well, next year we'll have to come back and talk about Vengeance and all the things we couldn't talk about this time.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hopefully we'll have questions that she hasn't heard yet, because there'll be at least hopefully one convention post Vengeance, right? Calgary is probably after. So we'll see.
Yeah. Well, no. Very interesting. But we'll have something to tide us over. We'll have a Mel and Kat directed film.
Yes.
That's good news.
It is. It's exciting.
Yes.
I think it's going to be kind of like on the creepier side, like thriller kind of side, I think.
I love it. I love it. I can't. I want to see what those two brains come up with.
Yeah.
Sarah loves that.
I love the how it goes from, we're just tossing around ideas to, oh, okay, well, we got to make this now. And let's get to it and flesh it out.
No time to double, you know, to talk yourself out of it. You just got to go.
I mean, what an opportunity, though.
Yeah, they could just set up a camera, and I really just would love to see them like trying to be like, all right, we got to write this script. All right, okay, let's just write some things down. And just,
we didn't even ask. Back up. Do we know? Yeah. Are they in it? Or did they just direct it?
I think they just directed. Although there just was there was a couple of photos of them in getting like makeup, like horror makeup, I think. Yeah.
Oh. Mm, maybe some sort of cameo. Something.
Yeah, so they might have a cameo. Mm.
But, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. I bet that was a blast filming together.
Oh my god.
I mean, Tara and I, you've done things together. It's fun. It's fun having that other person too.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. What I just envisioned, like the two of them being like going through the script or like reading it together and be like, okay, does this work?
This is really good.
I'm gonna go Okay, I think that's funny. That's funny.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That should be out soon. I'm excited.
We'll definitely talk about it when it comes out.
You know what I love? We don't have to try that hard to figure out how to work in Tubi this week. Obvious how we're going to work Tubi into the title and the whole thing. Tubi.
Take that.
And Josh, too, man.
We're
Josh
going.
Josh.
Josh is the hero. Love Josh and Tubi.
Josh needs to go to a con. He'd get a lot of love.
Yeah, that would be fun.
He would.
Fun.
Speaking of a lot of love, I mean, it's our anniversary. We wouldn't be doing this if it wasn't for our listeners. So I think, you know, thank you guys for sticking with us. And if you're new to the podcast, you know, welcome. Everyone's welcome.
Yes.
And, we love doing it. So thanks to you guys, the community, the Snoppers and Snop Tarts. We couldn't do this without you. We frankly, it wouldn't be as much fun if we weren't getting feedback from you guys. So thank you. And
I mean, we like chatting, but it would be really weird if we just kind of did, we're like recording ourselves and no one was listening. You know, this is so much fun to have this.
We could go back
show
and just listen to our private conversations that no one else paid attention to.
Exactly.
Remember when we talked about that? That was fun.
Yeah.
No one knows.
Yeah.
Without listeners, who are we?
Yeah. 5 years. So cool. Just all the people we've gotten to meet and talk with and get to know. Very special, very special. And if you like us or love us, you can rate and review us because it helps us. Like, you know, if we had a 1-star, Kat might be like, "Ooh, I don't know about that," you know. But like, if people are like, "Hey, this is a cool show. We like these folks," it helps us. So if you go give us some, you know. Some stars, maybe some words are always
definitely
good.
5 stars.
But yeah, definitely 5 stars. I was going to say.
And kind words.
If you have constructive feedback for us, email us separately. That's always, you know, that's even more helpful.
Yeah, we can work on it.
We can work on it until we earn those 5 stars. Then you can go and post those 5 stars. Yes.
You need to help us be better through email.
Email. We're definitely very receptive.
Handwritten letter, even.
Handwritten letter. Yes, that'd be better. Where also can they send handwritten
letters?
The pros
and cons of your show.
Well,
all pros, hopefully.
If you want to send a handwritten letter to us, you would send that to SNOP, P.O. Box 6732, Burbank, California, 91510. If you want to email us some constructive criticism, you can send that to shenerdsout@gmail.com.
Or
if you want to say nice things, there's Twitter, because it's a place for people who are supportive and kind.
Everybody knows that.
At snotpodcast with 1D. Well, let's change Twitter. Go say nice things on Twitter.
That's right. You know, or on Facebook and Instagram, we're at She Nerds Out Podcast. And then Apple iTunes Podcast or on Spotify. It's where you can leave some of those great reviews.
All right, then.
I'm on a cat high for the rest of the day.
Honestly, it's a good way to start the day.
High. Well, I hope the rest of you are on a cat high now. Until we meet again, cat high experiencers. She nerds out.
Out.
She nerds out. We're girls that like nerdy things.